Fear of a Black Planet.
You're in the mix with Bart Cop Radio.
I'm saying other people than the military police. Those acts would never have been approved. That there's others responsible for here.
Permission to pass the buck, sir! Permission granted. But still, Karpinski was dismayed by what she saw.
When I saw the photos, I was sickened by them.
I mean, they're grainy. The lighting is amateurish at best. If only Mapplethorpe were still here. Ask your parents. Other military brass insist the graphic photos have been taken out of context. Administration officials were quick to condemn the revelation of prisoner abuse, starting with El Presidente.
Yeah, I shared a deep disgust that those prisoners were treated the way they were treated. Their treatment does not reflect the nature of the American people. That's not the way we do things in America.
He added, in American prisons, we toss their salads. That one I would advise you not to ask your parents about. The prisoner scandal is yet another election year problem for President Bush. And with the economy still struggling, combat operations in Iraq dragging on, and the 9/11 hearings revealing very damaging information, even an opponent of limited or almost no political skill should be able to capitalize on those problems. Unfortunately, the Democrats went with this guy. Now, many party insiders have begun voicing serious concerns about how John Kerry is conducting his campaign, telling the New York Times that while Bush's theme of steady leadership has remained consistent, Kerry has yet to find an appealing and concise message. Well, Monday at a rally in Minnesota, Kerry tried and laid out his latest campaign theme.
I believe that if you really stand back, take away the rhetoric, take away the labels, take away... Obviously, we stand for something as Democrats, and we're proud of it.
All right, he's going somewhere. All right. It's a little vague, but I think he's building to something. Senator, what do the Democrats stand for?
But we stand for our country. We stand for moving the United States of America. We stand for a set of choices that are in keeping with the values, the aspirations, and the hopes and the history of our nation.
You might remember in the last radio show, I talked about how important it is to speak plainly and not get all this lofty rhetoric. Listen how bad this sounds.
With the values, the aspirations, and the hopes and the history of our nation.
Now see, that's just some goofy rhetoric. It means absolutely nothing. Kerry's got the stage, he's got the cameras on him, he's got the microphones on him, he's got everybody's attention, and he says not a damn thing. People talk about, oh, the media is biased. Yes, they are, but when you've got a camera and a microphone... Oh, the goals and aspirations and the dreams of the American people and the rightful... John, say something. Why don't you get up there instead of all that crap? Why don't you say, I gave a speech yesterday and I'm giving a speech today, and between those two speeches, Halliburton has made another $2 million. They're making $2 billion a month. Whatever the figures are, but say something. Think how easy it would be for Kerry to say, how many people in this room don't have a job? And a bunch of people raise their hands. How many people in this room do not have health insurance? They raise their hands. He says, you know, Ray, you don't have those things because George Bush raided the Treasury, emptied it, and gave it to his rich friends. And now the little people, me and you, well, that'll sound bad coming from Kerry, but you know what I'm talking about. Rank and file middle class have gone nowhere but down because Bush favors the rich. He doesn't care about you. Why don't you make that your theme, John? Bush doesn't care about you. Bush cares about the super rich. And all you got to do is look at any chart or graph in the world, take a look at the stock market, take a look at the unemployment rates, take a look at... Just open your damn eyes and look around. You'll see what George Bush... The lofty dreams and aspirations of a great... John, what are you doing? You're strangling yourself live on TV. We're trying to win an election. We're not... This isn't bore the other guy to death. This is not the Sominex contest. You're trying to inspire, oh, the lofty goals, boy, that reminds you of the preacher in Blazing Saddles. John, you need me. Have someone from your staff call the BART phone. Better yet, have me email sam@bartcop.com, and I'll talk to the lowest guy on your staff who can prove he's on your staff. And let me punch up a couple of speeches for you, John. Come on. If you put people to sleep between now and November, they're going to vote for Bush. Bush is going to scare them to death and have them on their toes and hang on every word. And the goals and the aspirations. Please, John, you're killing us. Please don't kill us like Gore did. Please. We don't want another Florida. We want a decisive victory. We want you to win 55-45 and take the House and the Senate with you, John. Right now, you're not making it, John. You're going to sleep. What are you doing, John? Talk to the people. You're reading a speech that some Harvard idiot wrote. Why don't you talk to me, John? I can write you a speech that people will understand. You don't want me to give the speech for you, but I could damn sure punch one up. I'll take that whole lofty aspirations crap right out of there. Boom, it's gone. How'd it go? It's just gone. And I put in there, what kind of car are you driving? Well, you know, the people with five Rolls Royces, they got an extra two Rolls Royces this year because of what Bush did. Bush gave those trillions away. He just flat out gave them away. Remember when he ran in 2000, he said he was going to give us a tax cut because the government had too much money. Now we're broker than a mother effer. And Bush is still with the tax cuts. That's all he's about, is raiding the Treasury and starting wars to make himself richer. John, I think you might make the news that night if you say something like that. But all this love of goals, that ain't going to do it, John. You don't want to win this deal? Say so now. We'll get the general in there. I've seen the general make a speech. He can make a speech that relates to the little guy. Talk to the voters, John. Screw these Harvard and Yale speechwriters. You need a dumb guy writing your speeches, John. You need me.
Pentagon officials said Friday the U.S. military will no longer use certain prisoner interrogation techniques in Iraq following the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. Among the banned tactics are sleep deprivation, keeping prisoners in stressful positions, and of course, freestyling. In an interview, Army Private Lindy England says that her superiors gave her specific instructions on how to pose in the pictures with the Iraqi prisoners. But who added the drugged-out, inbred peppermint patty look? That was all Lindy, baby.
Donald Rumsfeld made a surprise trip to Iraq Thursday and said, if anybody thinks that I'm here to throw water on a fire, they're wrong. So, more bad news for the Iraqi prisoners on fire.
John Kerry's really staying on no message. Kerry has also faced criticism within his own party about his commitment to minorities, an issue that he tried to defuse during a recent interview on BET.
You were criticized for early on not having any minorities on as your key advisors in that inner circle, and then accused of making changes immediately after you knew that criticism was going to come out. So let's
clear it up. Both are not accurate. The comment was made not with respect to the inner circle of my campaign. Mm-hmm. The comment was made with respect to the inner circle of the people on the media team.
Please explain to me why John Kerry sounds more dickish telling the truth than Bush sounds when he's lying. How is that possible?
That is not, no. You bet, stop.
If all that wasn't enough, the Catholic Church, tired of coasting on the moral momentum of a child molestation scandal, is now turning its cannons on John Kerry. Some top church officials have begun voicing concern over the pro-choice stance of the lifelong Catholic. Nigerian Cardinal Francis Arinze told reporters any unambiguously pro-abortion Catholic politician is not fit to receive communion and should not be given the Eucharist. Arinze suggested the next time Kerry tried to take communion, people, if you can't get through the puns, I can't give you the good stuff. All right. Cardinal Arinze suggested that the next time Kerry tried to take communion, the priest should act like he's going to give him the wafer, and then at the last second go, psych! No Christ for you!
As California's wildfire season got underway, a 4.5 earthquake hit Santa Barbara, California on Sunday. Said California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, "These earthquakes are fantastic. I promise you more action and excitement. We've got wildfires. Soon we're going to have a super mega tornado, giant sinkholes. Loki's going to be there. I'm going to make California the number one action state in the country."
Loki's going to be there.
Today, the statistics show that we added 308,000 jobs for the month of March. You can understand why I'm optimistic when I cite these statistics, because I remember what we have been through.
What we have been through. We. I believe the president, of course, referring to the months he spent riding the rails in solidarity. Kerry ascribed most of the job growth to the end of a grocery worker strike in California, meaning that the Republicans see the economy one way, the Democrats seem to see it another. I wish there was somebody to tell us who was right.
All right, there are a lot of charges flying back and forth right now, and it's frankly, it's hard for the layman to understand and what's right and what's wrong. So let's try to have a truth squad if we can here.
Oh, a truth squad. Oh. Oh, my God. I think my nipples are hard. A truth squad. A nonpartisan exploration of what's real, of who's telling the truth. Please have at it.
So let's try to have a truth squad if we can here. Senator Sununu, tell me the three worst things about John Kerry's economic policies.
You know, it's questions like that that almost make a man lose his faith in Fox News Truth Squad.
After viewing more photos of Iraqi prisoner abuse at the Pentagon Tuesday, President Bush again defended Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, saying, "You are doing a superb job. Our nation owes you a debt of gratitude." And this time, even Rumsfeld was like, "You're just screwing with me, right?" The publisher of Bill Clinton's upcoming memoirs revealed Tuesday that the book is expected to be 900 pages long and rock hard.
I'm Jimmy Fallon. I just want to say thanks. This is my last show. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
The whole world's going crazy, man. Siegfried and Roy, the tiger bit the man in the head, and everybody's mad at the tiger. Talk about the tiger went crazy. That tiger ain't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. You know when the tiger went crazy? When the tiger was riding around on a little bike with a Hitler helmet on. Oh, I'm a crazy tiger. Oh, Lord, I'm crazy. What is I gonna do? Whole damn country's all f***ed up. We so desperate for entertainment. Everybody's falling for this magician, David Blaine. What the f*** is this s***? Are we so desperate that we fall for a trickless magician? Where the f*** is the trick? Cut a lady in half. Pull a rabbit out of a hat. Do something. What's his last trick? I'm in a box, and I ain't gonna eat. I'm in a box, and I ain't gonna eat. There ain't no trick. That's called living in the projects. Man, Kobe Bryant lost his mind. What the f*** is Kobe thinking? What is on Kobe's mind going to Colorado around all these white people and not bringing Johnny Cochran? You gotta bring Johnny to that s***. The girl's still alive. Johnny will knock this out in 2 weeks. Is she breathing? Don't worry about it. Kobe wouldn't miss a practice if he had Johnny. The f***, man. It don't look right, man. Some people are like, "Oh, you can't hire Johnny Cochran. Because if you hire Johnny Cochran, then you look guilty." Yeah, but you go home. What, you want to look innocent in jail? I'd rather look guilty at the mall. But yo, don't let... Kobe, don't let all this celebrity news fool you right now. All this stuff going on in the news is just a trick to get your mind off the war. That's all it is. It's a trick to get your mind off the war. Okay? I think Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that little boy to Michael Jackson's house. Bush killed Lacey Peterson. Bush was f***ing Paris Hilton in that video. All to get your mind off the war. Bush lied to me. They all lied to me. They're like, we got to go to Iraq because they're the most dangerous country on earth. They're the most dangerous regime in the world. If they're so dangerous, how come it only took 2 weeks to take over the whole f***ing country? Man, you couldn't take over Baltimore in 2 weeks. Now, the war was cool. When the war started, it was great, man. Brought out a lot of patriotism. Patriotism, beautiful, beautiful. But slowly but surely, the patriotism turned into hatredism, right? People started freaking out. The war was weird, man, because you watch TV, man. You see these weird white guys. Nobody here. You guys, okay. But see these weird white guys getting overly patriotic, and they have their flag hats on and their flag drawers and their flag pickups. And I'm American, man. I'm American. All these f***ing foreigners. I'm American. I'm American. You're like, hey, calm the f*** down. I'm American. There was a lot of accepted racism when the war started. There's accepted. I'm American, man. I'm American, man. F*** all these foreigners. And that was cool. There was, I'm American. I'm American, man. F*** the French. That was cool. I'm American. I'm American. F*** all these Arabs. And that was cool. Then they went to, I'm American. I'm American. F*** all these illegal aliens. Then I started listening. Because I know niggas and Jews is next. It's like any day now. That train's never late.
Okay, so that was the big show 39. And what we need you to do now is go to your phones and vote. Yes, that's right. You need to go to your phones, call the BART phone. I don't have the number in front of me. It's on the other computer. But get the BART phone number off the page, and then call in and say, we don't like the new way. We'd like the old way better. Because if you like the new sloppy way, we can get you more shows per week. We can just flat out promise you 2 shows a week, maybe. Because we're getting better and faster at it, and if we don't hit the editing, it's all the problems. That's what tying up everything. That's the big long jam. That's the big dam that won't let the shows come out, is the editing. So if you don't mind a little bit rougher editing, hey, we'll just let them fly. So be sure and vote. I'll get to work on show 40. Hey, we're already at show number 40. Pretty soon we'll be at show number 50, then we'll be at show number 100, and then you can say, I remember when that moron was back at show number 10 and he couldn't spell his name. Hopefully I'll be able to spell it then, too. So thanks for listening. Thanks to the subscribers for keeping me on the air, for keeping the page going. Appreciate that. I'll get to work on show 40. Thanks.
though you are far away.